will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God is good. And all the time. Good evening, everyone. How was your day? It was great. Did anyone have a particularly difficult day? May I see your hand? You had a hard day. May I see your hand? No one. Well, we thank God for that. Thank you very much for coming. I am grateful to be with you, and I'm honored to speak for God. It really is. And I will do all I can to present, thus saith the Lord, and keep my opinions to myself. When Jesus prayed to his Father in John 17, he said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Opinions do not sanctify. Traditions do not sanctify. Customs do not sanctify. Only the truth of God sanctifies. He also said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It sanctifies and it liberates. And so my pledge to God is to give you, thus saith the Lord. Our subject for this evening, words that heal. What did I say? Words that heal. What was our subject last night? Words to live by. Father in heaven, we bow in your presence to worship you, dear God, in spirit and in truth. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, come very close to us, dear God. Teach us your word, because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. If we have sinned against you, forgive us. I humble myself before you, dear God. Help me to present the message simply, directly, and boldly, but with compassion, for I too am a sinner. I ask you, Father, pour out a double blessing on all our guests who've come tonight. We're grateful for their presence. Let the truth, as it is spoken, receive a welcome in every person's heart tonight, I pray. Bless this country, dear God. Bless every country represented by this audience. Let the leaders always keep in mind that righteousness exalteth a nation. Hear this humble prayer, dear God. I offer it in Jesus' name. Let God's people say, Amen and Amen. Genesis chapter 1, we'll read from verse 1. If you have the King James Version, read with me. What does the Bible say? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Stop. Let there be light. Question for you. Who said that? You're right. But you're not complete. Who said that there be light? Was it God the Father? Now speak with confidence even when you're wrong. Are you with me? Was it God the Father who said, let there be light? Some said yes. All right. Was it God the Son? Was it God the Holy Ghost? Okay. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. We have to establish a fact before we get into the heart and soul of words that heal. Who said, let there be light? Hebrews chapter 1, we'll read from verse 8. This is God the Father speaking to Jesus Christ. And we are allowed to listen to the Father as He speaks to His Son. Hebrews 1, reading from verse 8. Are you there? Let's read. But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Stop. What does the Father call the Son? Look at the verse. What does the Father call the Son? God. But unto the Son He saith, He is the Father, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. What does that mean? What is forever and ever? Eternal. This is a statement from the Father that Jesus Christ has always been there. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even Thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now read verse 10 very, very carefully. It is still the Father speaking. Read with me. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Thy hand. Stop. Concentrate. What did the Father just say? What did the Father just say? Let's read verse 10 again. Read it with me. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Thy hands. What did the Father just say about the Son? That He's the Creator. Now look at the words again, then we'll go back to Genesis 1:1. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast done what? Laid the foundation of the earth, that's the earth, and the heavens are the work of Thy hands. Listen to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Who was it who said, let there be light? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Let us see that again. John chapter 1, we'll read from verse 1. John 1, reading from verse 1. Do you have that? I still hear talking. If you're helping someone find it, then that's fine. But if you're discussing Manchester United, it is not fine. John chapter 1, let's read from verse 1. Do you have that? Do you have it on this side? Do you have it on that side? Let's pray again. Holy Father, let Your Spirit tighten His control of my mind, my mouth, that what I say may be what You will have me say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Read with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Stop. Let's concentrate. We'll read it again, this time microscopically. When reading the Bible, concentrate. Listen. In the beginning was what? That's one person. The Word. One person. And the Word was? That's another person. How many do we have? Two. And the Word was God. We still have two. But it simply means they're equal. Are you with me? The Father is divine. The Son is divine. Listen to the Bible again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Who is the same? According to what you read. Who is the same? The Word, yes. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, listen to verse 3 very carefully. All things were made by Him. Stop. How many people did we meet? So the pronoun should be them. But what does the Bible say? All things were made by Him, not them. But who is Him? Let's go to verse 10. Verse 10. When you found it, say amen. He was in the world. Come on, read with me. And the world was made by Him. Come on. And the world knew Him not. Quiz question for you. Who was in the world? Jesus Christ. Go to verse 11. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Who was that? Jesus Christ. Now go back to verse 3. All things were made, read with me, by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now I'm about to ask you a question. I want you to answer me with confidence loudly. Who created heaven and earth? Jesus Christ. Say it again. Jesus Christ. One more time. Jesus Christ. Now that doesn't mean the Father wasn't involved. It does not mean the Holy Ghost wasn't involved. The central figure of creation, tell me, Jesus Christ. Now, listen to these words. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Who spoke? Jesus Christ. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, let's read verse 6. Our subject, words that heal. It is now about 20 after 7. I'll release you before 8 o'clock. Is that fair enough? All right. Nobody answered. I'll assume you mean yes. What book did I say? 2 Corinthians, what chapter? 4, reading what verse? 6. Are you there? Read with me. What does that say? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. Stop. Stop. I want you to do something for me. I will read Genesis 1:1 while you look quietly at 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, the first two lines. Let me give you instructions again. I will read Genesis 1 verse 3, sorry, I said verse 1. Genesis 1:3. While I'm reading Genesis 1:3, I want you to read 2 Corinthians 4:6, but read it quietly to yourselves. Are you ready? Keep your eye on 2 Corinthians 4:6 and listen to my voice. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Do you notice anything when you put those two verses together? I see you shaking your head. What do you notice? Ah, I heard the word. Who said that? I like you. Commandment. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:6, and then listen to Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. Now, according to 2 Corinthians 4:6, what do you call those four words? Let there be light. No. Don't do that to me. You're my people. Don't do that to me. You're being filmed. Is this online? Are we streaming? Somebody say yes or no. Yes. Well, the whole internet is listening to you. By the way, welcome to those of you connecting with us via the internet. Listen to Genesis 1:3. Let's pray again. Father, clarify our thinking, dear God, so we can get this in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. How many words? Four. Listen to 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. How did God command the light? No, how did He command? What was the command? What was the command? Let there be light. You almost gave me a heart attack trying to get you to see that. Let there be light was a command. Which means, how was light created? Quickly. God bless that man, whoever he is. By command. Now, who gave the command? Jesus Christ. You hesitated. Who gave the command? Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, go to John chapter 5. John 5. Thinking is hard work, but it's good work. The smartest thinkers should be Christians. Because we're using the Bible as a source of wisdom. And you don't go any higher than the Bible. No higher. What book did I say? John. What chapter? 5. Reading from what verse? 1. When you found that, say amen. Read with me. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at the Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Keep reading. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew he'd been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, what? Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Okay, stop. Look at the Bible. What did Jesus say? Rise, come on, take up thy bed, and walk. When Jesus made the light, follow me closely, let there be light, what was that? A command. Did the light come? Yes or no? Yes. So the light did what? The light obeyed. Say obeyed. It's a word we hate, but say it again. Obeyed. Children don't like to obey. Parents don't like to obey the government. Members don't like to obey the pastor. We don't like to obey. Let there be light. When the light came, it obeyed. Let me stress that before I go back to John 5. Go to Mark chapter 4, quickly. We're in John, 2 books to the left. Mark 4, we'll read from verse 37. Our subject, words that heal. Our time, 26 after 7. And do you have Mark, the shortest of the four Gospels? We'll read from verse 37. All right. Do you have that now? Read with me. What does that say? And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now, carefully. And he arose, come on, and rebuked the wind, come on, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. Keep reading. And the wind ceased, come on, and there was a great calm. Stop. That's verse 39, I believe. Concentrate now. Let's read microscopically, then I'll test you. Read verse 39 again. Hold on. Yes. Go right ahead.
DPR 852. Caller block.
What does that person need to do?
Yeah, he needs to move his car.
Move the limousine. Okay.
The limousine.
Yes, move your limousine, please. Read that thing again, please, my lovely sister.
DPR 852.
Yes. Please.
Thank you.
Go quickly, move your car, and come back so you don't miss much. Let's pray. Father in heaven, continue to speak to me and to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I said, let's look microscopically at Mark 5:39. Read with me now, and come on, Mark 4:39, sorry. And he arose, come on, rebuked the wind, said unto the sea, peace be still, stop. What is peace be still? A command. What was the rebuke? Even though we don't... No. He rebuked the wind. He said, peace be still to the sea. But what was the rebuke? We don't have the words, but we know he said something. Are you following me? Now, as you reason through the Bible, you'll understand that. Listen again. You listen, and then I'll quiz you. And he awoke, and he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. What does the next expression say? And the wind ceased. So what do you think he said to the wind? Stop. The wind ceased. What did the wind do? It obeyed. Read the next statement. And there was a great calm. What did he say to the sea? Peace be still. What happened? A great calm. What did the sea do? It obeyed. But the light obeyed, the sea obeyed, the waves obeyed. But the light, the sea, and the waves do not have a conscience. Are you with me? They don't have a mind. When God gives a command to a person, the person can decide to do what? Can decide to do what? Can decide to do what? Disobey. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to John 5. Go back to John 5. Are you there? Verse 7. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Stop. You read the next statement for me. And immediately the man was made whole. Come on. His bed. What do you think the man did? He obeyed. He obeyed what? The command of Jesus, who was the same one who said, let there be light. Now, rise, take up thy bed and walk are as powerful as let there be light. The difference is, with the light, it had no choice. With people, we have a choice. The man could have said, what do you mean rise? I've been like this 38 years. Help me up. Mm-mm. Someone turn that thing off, please. I know it's an accident. Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Here is a man, he'd been sick 38 years, couldn't walk. He obeyed the words of Jesus. What's our subject? Words that heal. By obedience to the words of Christ, he was healed. He did not heal himself, but the power in the words of Christ released into his life through obedience. Go to Luke 19. Luke 19. Luke was not one of the 12 disciples. He also wrote another book of the Bible called what? The book of Acts, yes. Luke wrote two powerful books, Luke and Acts. They're two volumes. Luke sometimes traveled with Paul. So when you read the book of Acts, you'll see where he says, we did that and we did that. That's when he was actually with Paul. On some occasions, they were together. Luke 19, we'll read, not 19, sorry. Luke, no, yes, 19, we'll read from verse 1. Are you there? Let me say another prayer. Father in heaven, continue to speak through me, please, and give understanding to those whom you love so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Read with me. What does that say? And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Keep reading. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. Verse 4. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him. Okay, stop now. Let's read microscopically. What did Jesus say? Come on. He said, Zacchaeus, come on. Make haste. Come down, for today I must abide. In other words, receive me in your house. Come down. Make haste. Come down. Receive me in your house. That's what Jesus said. That's the same person who said, let there be light. Jesus cannot come to your house and leave it unchanged. Read verse 6. Stop. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say, the first thing? What did Zacchaeus do? What was the next statement from Christ? What did Zacchaeus do? What was the third statement from Christ? What did Zacchaeus do? Give me one word for that. Obedience. Now, listen to the result. Read verse 9 for me. And Jesus said unto him, this day salvation is come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Stop. What was the condition of that salvation? One word. Obedience. What was the condition of the healing of the man by the pool? One word. Obedience. Now go to Luke 17. I wish you could understand the power that is in your hand, but it does not work until you obey. You see, here's a match. Here's a strip of sulfur. Are you with me? You potentially have fire, but you've got to draw that match across that strip. That's obedience. You can have that match and that strip for 10 years, nothing happens. And you freeze to death. You strike it, fire. That strip, the power of God. That match, obedience. Luke 17, let's read from verse 11. Read with me, what does the Bible say? And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Keep reading. And as he entered into a certain village, they met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Read on. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Stop. What did they mean by have mercy on us? What's our subject? What did they mean by have mercy on us? Elas. Who said that? Who said that? No, who said that back there? Who gave me the correct answer? Who was it? You keep giving correct answers all the time. God bless you, whoever you are. Heal us. Hmm? Now, microscopically, read verse 14. Come on, read. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Finish the verse. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Stop. What did they want? One word. Healing. Who had the power to heal? But what did Jesus tell them? Go, show yourselves. What? Go, show yourselves to the priest. What's that? A command. From whom? Who said, let there be light. What did Jesus tell the man at the pool? Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And the man was healed. What did he say to Zacchaeus? Make haste. Come down, I must abide in thy house. And there was spiritual healing. Now Jesus says, go, show yourselves to the priest. Finish verse 14 and tell me what you see. Say it loudly, read it loudly, finish it. And it came to pass, as they went. All right, now, I want the most intelligent person in this room and outside the room. I'll read some words. You give me one word for that statement. And it came to pass that as they went. 9 words. And it came to pass that as they went. All right. What did Jesus say? Go. What does the verse say about the men? They went. And it came to pass that as they went. Say that differently. And it came to pass that as they obeyed. Finish the verse. They were cleansed. This is not an ornament to decorate your house. You obey God miracles in your life. Are you having financial problems? Don't answer me. Listen to the word of God. Listen carefully. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Who's speaking those words? Yeah, because the God of the Old Testament is Jesus. I haven't got time to show you that tonight. Listen to me again. The God of the Old Testament is Jesus. The God who spoke to Moses from the burning bush was Jesus. The Bible says that they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. You see, when Adam sinned, the Father ceased all direct communication. He only spoke through Christ. So the Bible says there's one God and one mediator between God and man. Finish the verse. The man. If God speaks directly, Christ no longer functions as mediator. Are you with me? Take up thy bed and walk. Peace be still. Go show yourself to the priest. Commands from the same person who said, let there be light. Same person. Now, I ask you, are you broke? Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. Go to Genesis 7. Let me show you what that verse means. Genesis 7. And then I'll close. It's a 20 minutes to 8. Genesis 7, we'll read verse 11, the chapter where the flood comes. All right, someone has not yet found it. Genesis 11, we'll read from verse 11. The words sound alike, 7:11. All right, do you have that? Let me pray. Father, I'm coming to the end. Continue to speak through me, dear God. Suppress my carnal nature. Let your glory be my emphasis. In Jesus' name, amen. Read with me. What does that say? In the 600th year of Noah's life. Come on. In the second month, the 70th day of the month, the same day were what? The fountains of the great deep broken up. Finish the verse. And the windows of heaven. Now, what happened when the windows of heaven were opened? We're discussing the flood. That's your hint. What happened? Now, notice what the verse said. Read the verse again. There are two locations mentioned. Read it. In the 600th year of Noah's life. In the second month. The 17th day of the month. The same day were all the what? Fountains. What's a fountain? What does it produce? Water. Where were these fountains? The verse tells you. Look at the verse. The fountains of the great deep broken up, they were on the earth. And the windows of heaven. So water came from the earth and water came from above. Follow me now. I'm explaining tithe, which God commands us to return. Notice how verse 11 ends. And the windows of heaven were open. What came down? Water. How much? Enough to cover how many mountains? All of them. Go to verse 21. Read verse 21 for me. No, verse 20, sorry. Verse 20. 15 cubits upward were the prevail, and the mountains were covered. Stop. Listen. When God sent that flood, nothing stuck up above the water. Except the ark. Every mountain was covered. Now, verse 11 of chapter 7 says, the windows of heaven were opened. Go back to Malachi 3:10 now. I'm still talking about words that heal. Malachi 3:10, you have that? The last book of the Old Testament, book 39. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. When you found that, say amen. Amen. Read with me. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I would do what? Open you the windows of heaven. Come on. And pour you out. Stop. That is flood language. Because Genesis 7:11 says, God opened the windows of heaven and poured out water that covered the earth. Now, he says, if you return a faithful tithe, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a flood of blessings. But there's a condition. Give me one word for that condition. Obey. Give God his tithe. Some people say, I can't return a tithe, I have too many bills. You have too many bills because you don't return the tithe. God doesn't need money. There are no banks in heaven. Heaven's bank is the heart of God filled with goodness. We need. I'm the God of the flood. Did you hear what I said? The God of the flood that covered every mountain by 15 cubits, his promises, I will cover every need you have. But you have to do one thing. Come on, tell me. Obey. The man in John 5, Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. When he obeyed, he walked. And Elohim said, he willed to walk. Obedience occurs here. The ten lepers, go, show yourselves unto the priest. The Bible says, as they went, or as they obeyed. Now, it's interesting, before they got to the priest, they were healed. There's a beautiful lesson in that, but it was in their hearts to go to the priest. Ah, you didn't hear what I said. All right, settle down, listen to me. They did not make it all the way to the priest before they were healed. But in their hearts, that was their intention. That's what God judges. Jesus saw they were determined to obey before they reached, he cleansed them. When you set out to obey God, even before your obedience is perfect, because your desire is to obey, the blessings begin. Book closed. Question for you. Where in your life are you disobeying God? Disobedience is suicide. We hurt ourselves by disobeying God. Many of us are sick because we do not obey God. You've seen from God's word, not mine, the power of obedience. No one can be saved without obedience. I never said obedience saves you. I said no one can be saved without obedience. It is the condition of salvation. Listen to this verse and then I'll ask you a question, then I'll let you go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Stop. Did God ask you permission to love you? Yes or no? Ah, come on. Did God need your permission to love you? No. Did he need your permission to send Christ?
No.
Does he need your permission to save you?
No.
Yes. Listen to the verse. Listen to it. Say it with me. For God so loved the world. Stop. He did not need permission. He just loved us. That he gave his only begotten son. He did not need permission. He sent him before you were born. That whosoever believeth. Ah, that's your part. He just can't force salvation on you. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. People say, well, the verse says just believe. It doesn't say obey. Go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 24 quickly, then I really will let you go. 1 John 3, 24. Do you have that? 1 John is close to the end of the Bible. Do you have? No, read verse 23. 23, not 24. 23. You have that? Read that for me. What does that say? And this is his what? Stop. Do you see the word commandment in that verse? Read it now. And this is his commandment. Go on. That we should believe. Come on. On the name. Yes. Stop. What does the Bible say? God has commanded us to do what? Believe on Jesus. Now, let me see who's really sharp. Listen to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. Okay, whosoever? 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 No, whosoever? Obeyeth! Because when you believe, you obey, because he said it's a commandment. Why are you making me sweat like this? Whosoever obeyeth. Do you obey God? Don't answer me. He said, don't answer me. My appeal was, is there some area of your life of disobedience? If there is, would you like to bring that area of your life into compliance with God? How many of you will say, Father, there's an area where I need to obey? Can I see your hand? There's an area where I need to obey. Raise your hand. Raise your honest hands. All right. Stand up with me. We'll pray. God can answer prayers very quickly. Let's pray. And come back tomorrow night. Bring someone with you. Let me tell you something about this obedience. Obedience to God cannot be partial. Because partial obedience is disobedience. The Bible says, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbors, thyself, thou shalt do well. Now, that's fine. But he said, whosoever shall offend in one point, he's guilty of all. So don't tell God I keep 9 out of 10, 90% is a pass mark in any university, not in the university of God. God has one pass mark, 100%, through Jesus Christ. You have stood to say there's an area in my life. I want to bring it into obedience with the help of God. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Father in heaven, we thank you for the words that heal. Last night we heard our message were words to live by. Tonight, words that heal physically and spiritually. Father, to some degree, we've seen the power of obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ, dear God, forgive us for those areas of our lives where we are willfully disobedient to you. With the help of our Savior, dear God, who obeyed you in all things, give us the strength, give us the willingness, dear God, to obey you. If we have that desire from our hearts, as we move in that direction, even before we reach the target, you will begin to bless us. Bless every man, woman, boy, and girl. A double blessing, dear God, on all our visitors. Bring us all back tomorrow night, Father, to hear your life-changing word again. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Let God's people say, amen and amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and contingent financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.